AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. The second to the last weekend for reaching out to America's voters.
Come on, put those hands together!
Vice President Kamala Harris in a Philadelphia church.
Good work we can do together about our fundamental values and about who we are as Americans and as people of faith.
Then a barber shop, a bookstore, a pool, and then a major rally in Philadelphia. It's Madison Square Garden, an iconic New York landmark for a Donald Trump rally.
We will put America first, and we will take back the nation that we love. We are one people, one family, and one glorious nation under God.
Fulfilling Trump's longtime dream of rallying at that venue and possibly helping down-ballot candidates in New York. President Joe Biden taking a shot at Donald Trump and a leading campaign donor, billionaire Elon Musk.
That wealthiest man in the world turned out to be a legal worker here.
The South African businessman worked in the U.S. illegally, according to a Washington Post report.
He came on a student visa. He went to school. He was violating the law.
Overseas, a possible plan to stop the fighting between Israel and Hamas.
Egypt's president has announced a two-day ceasefire proposal. Speaking in Cairo, Egypt's president, Abdel Fattah al-Sisi, said the proposal also includes the release of some Palestinian prisoners and the delivery of humanitarian aid. The announcement came as Israeli strikes killed over 30 people in northern Gaza. I'm Karen Shamas.
They are still searching for victims of Tropical Storm Trami in the Philippines. Major damage and more than 150 killed. NASA says one of the astronauts who returned to Earth Friday and suffered medical issues is now out of the hospital. They'd withheld the crew member's name. This is AP News. A Hallmark ending for some older actresses.
I'm Archie Zaraletta with an entertainment update. Hallmark Media says 42-year-old Lacey Chabert and 60-year-old Holly Robinson Peete have a home at the channel. This comes after a former employee filed an age discrimination lawsuit alleging that a Hallmark vice president called Chabert and Robinson Peete too old to star in Hallmark movies.
This is a conclave, Aldo. It's not a war.
One of the top draws at the Rome Film Festival is Conclave, about the behind-the-scenes deals in electing a pope. Star Ralph Fiennes says he wonders if the Vatican is paying attention.
It's intriguing to know what are they sitting there in the Vatican? Are they watching the news coverage?
Look out of it.
Grateful Dead bassist Phil Lesh did not play bass when Jerry Garcia recruited him, but he did after Garcia learned Lesh could play violin, and Garcia gave him a 7-hour bass lesson. Lesh has died at the age of 84. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
And I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.